The Response of Grace by Dean Thornton. Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice. Proverbs 24:17. Sometimes sports can be a tool to teach many of us how to have fun, to have sportsmanship, grace, and a positive attitude. There's also the ugly side of sport, which can also teach us how to be boastful, greedy, selfish, and arrogant. We look to sports for the good-feeling stories that they bring to our TV screens and the enjoyment of our favorite team winning the title. There are times where one moment may stick out and really move us, and there was one of those moments this week, and it took place during the Little League World Series. Texas East and Oklahoma were playing in the Southwest Region Championship, and a pitcher from Texas East lost control of his pitch and it hit the batter from Oklahoma in the head. I saw as the batter got back onto his feet after being down on the ground, walk over to the Texas East pitcher and hug him and say to him that he is pitching just great and to not worry about it. In the major leagues, when a scene like this happens, there are a lot of hotheads and fights in the moment, which is also understandable, dealing with pitches to the head. Although in this moment, the young batter chose grace and comforted his opponent. Earlier on in my sports career, I did think of my opponents as rivals, and if anything happened in the field of play that negatively impacted a player like this one, I just thought that it's part of the game. Instead of having that kind of thinking, I should have shown grace and care for my opponent. In today's verse, the writer talks about how God does not want us to be boastful when our enemies fall and have our hearts be glad. As an athlete, I shouldn't even look at my opponent as an enemy when we both are just playing a sport that should be fun. That pitcher didn't see his opponent that day as an enemy either, which made it easier for him to show grace and comfort towards him. If you like this episode, please go ahead and hit the like or share button, and feel free to follow For My King, His Kingdom on Apple Podcasts and Audible.